Hello, good evening. It's evening for me. I screwed up. Well, I didn't screw up. I overslept, even though I know it's the name of the show, but I overslept. Like, I couldn't get up and record a podcast. I didn't have 10 minutes to do it. So I had to get up and I had to do some shit. Then I had to go over to the venue where my show is to help set up the room. And boy, is this place, it's a beautiful dive shithole, but I love it. It's real bare bones, kind of feels like a rock club kind of thing, but not even. I can't even explain it, but it's great. Come to Edinburgh, check it out. It's on Cowgate, Barbados. I guess that's where they used to lead the cattle in the street. Edinburgh's beautiful. You'll love it here. Come on vacation. See my show, see a bunch of shows. My show's free, so you save money there. You go see Jacqueline's show. That costs a few bucks. Not everything's free. But, you know, I was hanging out over at the shows that cost money. And if you just hang out, there's free tickets all the time for shit. Because they at the last minute, they're like, let's just get some more people in here. And they give out tickets. So if you just hang around, put some money in people's pockets. They deserve it. Even my show's free, but I'll tell you, I'm going to be standing at the end holding a bucket saying, hey, if you want something, if you want to contribute, go ahead. If you want to help, if you thought this was worth some money. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say if you thought, because then it's going to force them to say, if I don't think it was worth money, even if they did think it was worth money, but don't want to pay or can't, if you're broke. I've been broke. And then if somebody was like, hey, if you can contribute, and I'm like, I can't contribute. Well, I don't go to comedy shows as a audience member typically where they do that. But I'm babbling because I'm tired. It's only like 10 o'clock at night here, but it's like my internal clock is crazy because it's 10 o'clock here, which makes it 5 o'clock at home. So I should be full of energy, but I'm not. Well, yesterday I went to walk home. I was out. I went to go and I saw Mike Kaplan's show. If you come to Edinburgh, see Mike Kaplan's show. It's fantastic. And if you see that Mike Kaplan is in your area, he tours all over the world, at least all over the United States and the UK. If you see him, look, Mike Kaplan, go see him. He's great. One of the best, truly. His show is great. And then we were walking around, ended up at this place, and he's like, I'm going to this party. I'm like, no thanks. I'm going to go home. Anyway, I decided to try to like walk home, and it took me an hour, 10 minutes. So it was, I got to see a lot of Edinburgh on foot, and walked through some woods, and cut through apartment complexes. Google Maps sends you through alleys. You see some interesting things. I saw Parliament, Scottish Parliament. I don't know what they do over there. What do they do in a parliament? That's a Congress, or is it like the Senate, or is it both? I don't know if you can have both, but they don't seem to have like a two houses of parliament deal. I guess I could I could Google a parliamentary government, and it'll explain it to me. So why am I asking you? I'm sorry, this is a bad episode. I'm doing a bad episode from Scotland. What's wrong with it? I thought the show was really going to take off when I got to Edinburgh. I was like, oh, now the podcast is going to get cooking. But it's only a few days. Tomorrow I'm doing my first show. And then we're really... You see, this has been previews of the Scotland podcast. And then tomorrow... Tomorrow's Saturday. I don't do a show tomorrow. Mondays. Fuck. I'm going to have the whole weekend of shows to talk to you about. We'll see how those are. All right. I guess let's look at the news real quick and wrap this piece of garbage up. I'm sorry that you have to. Well, you don't have to. You could turn it off whenever you want. As soon as I start like saying this is bad, it'd probably be, you could just stop listening. You'd be like, yeah, it is. I'm gone. I'll try again tomorrow. Try again tomorrow, though. Well, not tomorrow. You know what I mean. Monday. Don't just give up on me. We've come this far. 472 episodes or whatever. I'm not going to read that. I'm only looking for good news today. Ooh, that's bad, too. Nope. Jesus. Death, 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 and other terrible crimes. Oh, this is... Oh, well, this is a public service announcement more than a... it's not good news. But it's like, hey, let's do something about this. Obese tourists crippling donkeys on Greek island, activists claim. So listen, I'm not at my goal weight. I don't think I'm obese. But I've been very heavy in my life, and you got to think to yourself when you're climbing on an animal, was this animal meant to carry me? Now you could probably be pretty big. And get on a horse. Get on a, but would you get on a pony? Then don't get on a donkey. Come on. They're going to need to put a weight limit on the donkey. It's a living thing. And you're just getting on it. So not to fat shame anybody. I understand. It's a struggle. I fight the fight. But I'm just saying don't get on a donkey. You know who you are. You know if you're gonna hurt a donkey. I understand it's embarrassing if you're with people and like, hey, let's get on a donkey. Get on a donkey. There's probably the donkey guy who wants to make the money, might even be pushing you into getting on the, be like, no. Not getting on the fucking donkey. Not getting on the donkey. Give me a bicycle. I'll get on a bicycle. I won't hurt that. It's made out of metal. I'm not gonna get on an animal. Not right now. It'd have to be a pretty big animal. Bigger than a donkey. Like I said, not... Well, here's a fun... WWE wrestler known as Kane wins mayor's race in Tennessee. Oh, Kane, I enjoyed his work. I'm going to say he's probably Republican. For some reason, these wrestlers tend to be Republicans. When most entertainers... tend to be Democrats. They go more liberal. Wrestlers, more conservative. But I don't know. Like, I'm, you know what? I'm so interested in whether Kane ran. Maybe ran as an independent. But Kane, no holds barred. Okay, Glenn Jacobs, Republican. You see, there he is. So he is a Republican. Interesting. I guess it's, I don't, what is it about wrestling? I guess it's the McMahons. They're so hardcore Republican, it rubs off on you. But then, don't they screw over a bunch of wrestlers? Wouldn't you be a little more into being a union? Aren't you pro-union as a wrestler? I guess I'll never find out. I'm not in the game. I did have a friend that worked over there. He said it was difficult. Okay, one more story and we're out of here. My phone's almost out of battery as well. Scientists successfully transplanted a bioengineered lung into a pig. So that's got to be good news for pigs and probably for people. I'm guessing that's a practice... operation. It's a trial run. Say, hey, can we do it to a pig? And then let's move it on up to a monkey. Do it on a monkey. All right, let's try it on someone on death row. No, they don't do that. They don't do trials on people on death row. I think if I was on death row, I'd be like, yeah, try putting a lung in me. What the fuck? Give me one of your engineered lungs. Give me a fabricated lung. Hey, what's the worst that could happen? I'm on death row. I want to see what it's like to have a fake lung in. All right. Yes, the show was bad, but it's over. And I'll see you on Monday. Unless you come to my show this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and every day, 5:30 p.m. at the Barbados, room 1. See you Monday. We love you.